Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Hi, Emperor Craig here. You ever get the feeling one of your underlings is plotting against you? I haven't, but I've also never had underlings before, and I haven't seen the mysterious minion all week. It's lonely at the top, you guys. Well, better get to the show. You should know that the guest on this one plays both a talking box and the person carrying that box. So just imagine that in your head might help out. You know, there's going to be pictures of this on the website, actually, on hellofromthemagictavern.com, so go there and check it out for yourself. Enjoy the show, live from Gen Con 2018.
Hello from the Magic Tavern! A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Mayor Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, weird. It's a lot. But that's okay. This is everything you need to know. About 3.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a little bit of a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that. It gets more complicated than that, but I don't need to explain Wi-Fi, nor could I. But I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur. Where we all are now. In the town of Hog's Face. You know what? I forgot that the Vermilion Minotaur has an upper balcony. You know, sometimes over time you think you know a place so well. You're gone for a couple months and you're like, oh yeah, that place has an upper balcony. How did I forget about that? Anyway, I am joined, as always, by my good bud, my co-host, my co-mayor of Hog's Face, Chunt the Talking Badger!
Oh, yeah, baby, indeed. It sounds so stilted when you say it.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yes. I'm just appropriating your slang
sounds
and using
real
it myself.
Forced.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's okay. Like I'm just think of me as like a John Tesh on an Entertainment Tonight.
A what?
Like when a piece of slang makes it all the way to Entertainment Tonight, which I'm sure John Tesh is still the host of Entertainment Tonight.
Shouldn't there be entertainment every night? Why
think?
Just the one night?
You know what? As I was making that noise, I was really calculating whether it was worth going down that road, and it's not. Okay. I love you, bud. How you doing?
You're a good
already
friend.
Spilling a little bit.
Already. That's how I absorb beer again. I told you that before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It is so good to be back at the
it's
VM.
It's so good to be back at the VM.
We're back, baby. Oh, my gosh.
The ruffled feather sucks, right? Look, it's just us, right? Mm-hmm. It's just regulars here at the Vermilion Minotaur. None of those ruffalos at the ruffled feather. I wouldn't say it to them directly, but they suck.
Yeah, it's a real bad crowd. Like, do you ever meet Bagman?
Bad man?
Bag man.
Oh, bag man.
Bag man.
Oh, I'm sorry. That would be... I was thinking of bad man, who I have
met. That's two on the nose.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bad man?
There's a bad
Who's
man.
Who's bad man?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it unless I have to in a court of law.
Bag man is a man who once a year uses a bag to capture children which are never seen again.
Oh, no.
We're pretty used to it.
I feel like his nickname should go beyond just mentioning the bag.
Nobody knew what to call him, so we just called him Bagman. I feel like if he came twice a year, then we'd be like, oh, that's a Zach. Or like, that's, you know. But once a year, you're like, Bagman. You know. Like when you see someone with a nose piercing, you're like, you know, the person with the nose piercing. That becomes the descriptor.
Okay, Crowny.
I'll take Crowny.
You know what? I have noticed you started wearing your King of the Badgers crown and carrying
Badger.
Around King of the Badger.
I'm King of the Badger. I am the king of myself. I am my only subject. And you know what? I just wanted to own it a little bit more. I've been real D in the D, real down in the dumps.
Oh, that could have gone a lot of ways.
Real down in the dumps, and I just felt like I wanted a little accoutrement to make me feel good to, you know, to be living my best life.
I get it. Sometimes you need to put on a pink polo to make yourself feel pretty.
That used to be white.
I know. It's true. It's been through a lot.
You're almost like a flamingo. Have you been eating krill?
It's possible. I didn't entirely identify what I had for dinner.
Okay.
Could have been krill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to be back, though. This
it's
table.
So good.
This table.
This very table.
This table.
I will say the one thing that I loved about the ruffled feather that we decided to bring here was these three plants.
I can't believe we snuck off in the night with them and nobody noticed.
Oh, you know what, though? We should make this even better. That was a great segue. We should make this even better.
Worth repeating? If it's so great, did you have to say it again?
You know what? Let's make this even better. With my other good bud and co-host and co-mayor of Hog's Face, Usador the Wizard!
Master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Huxanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Names so terrible that if they were uttered aloud, most assuredly, your teeth would become your mortal enemies. Dig straight up into your gums, infect your brain, build a series of condominiums there, raise the prices in your brain so high.
You would think that the teeth would be no grandfathered longer be... in.
What?
I would think that teeth would be grandfathered into your mouth. They don't have a set price. I fucked your flow. I'm sorry.
Well, the teeth would build the condominiums in your brain, not in your mouth. And then in your brain, they'd make the prices so high you couldn't be in your brain anymore.
Could
That's what I was going to say.
You couldn't be in your brain anymore? Like, the prices in your brain got so high, you yourself could not be in your own brain?
Exactly. You would be evicted from your very brain. So utter not these names, lest you wish to see an eviction notice posted on the side of your face.
Arnie, that's like you were saying on Earth. That's like San Francisco?
Yes.
You said that... The prices were bonkers?
The prices are bonkers, and you could be evicted from your own brain.
You, sir, can I ask you something?
Of course.
And I ask this as a friend. And
yes.
I just want you to be honest with me.
Of course.
Every time you join us at the table, you have your sword out. But I don't think I've ever seen you use your sword. What are you doing right before you join us that you're putting your sword away?
Well, usually right before the show starts, I smite a demon.
Damn! Pretty good.
That is good.
Arnie and I had a side bet that you were circumcising.
I mean, there are a couple brisses. I mean, it's not always a demon. Sometimes there's a briss. Sometimes there's a ghost. Sometimes it's surgery. Have I ever told you that I do some surgeries on the side?
No.
No.
Oh, yes. I'll remove anything you want. You don't even have to have a reason.
But you use your sword and not magic?
Oh, I use my sword and magic.
Oh. Swagic.
Smagic.
Or Mord.
Swagic?
What did I say?
Swagic.
Then let's go with that.
All right.
Sounds like someone got evicted from their own brain.
But, Usador, we're back in the tavern. And Usador and I were coming up with a phrase. If we ever came back, we thought that it might be apropos to start saying, when you're here, you're Arnie.
Yeah.
I am so relieved to be back, especially because, well, the other Ruffalos at the Ruffled Feather, they could be very tricky. And they often tried to pass their confidence schemes over on Arnold. And I was afraid that Arnold would lose everything that he possesses in this world, which isn't much.
It's Arnie.
And if they ever did this, they would certainly come to me and say, oh, do you see that fool over there in the pink shirt? He thinks he's a Ruffalo, but he's a real Mark. A real Mark Ruffalo. And I don't want you to be a Mark Ruffalo.
I don't know. It's kind of nice.
It's not the worst.
Speaking of that, are your kids all right?
What?
Not worth it.
Are the kids all right?
Are the kids all right?
You can count on me.
My hair is stuck in my sword.
Guys, we're back in the Vermilion Minotaur. It's
We're
back home. It's all the old regulars, like another Chunt.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's another Chunt here?
I think so. Yeah. In fact, no, a third Chunt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about Twunt and Thrunt. Did I ever tell you about Twunt? I got to be real careful when I say that.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you about Twunt and Thrunt? They're cousins.
They're cousins.
Yeah, they're shapeshifters who are cousins,
mm-hmm.
And they like my style that they pursue the same look. Although they will not be under my reign, which is why I'm still just king of the badger.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I love having third Chunt right after 11sies.
How do you feel about Tussidor?
I like Tussidor. We're friends.
How do you feel about Tussidor?
I will say I like him.
Why didn't you just say I like him? Why did you preface it?
Did I?
Why did you try and mitigate the damage done?
I'm pretty sure I said, I will say I like him.
I know. Did you ever notice when Arnie lies, he's like a chicken, where he starts, he's like, you know.
Your crown, your majesty. Here.
As the only subject, I'm okay with it.
No, no, I shall go upon a great quest. Fear not, your majesty, I shall retrieve your crown. And if there anyone dares oppose me, trust me, they shall feel the full wrath of Usador. Oh, lo, they would regret ere coming across my path, for I would destroy them with but a flick of my... There, it's back.
It's always nice to give him something to do.
Exactly.
So it doesn't feel like he's spinning his wheels.
You got to give him little accomplishable
goals. I start to drop shit just to be like, whoopsies. And he's like, let me go on a great quest to get it. I'm like, yeah, the 2-foot quest.
Yeah.
It just makes him feel good.
Exactly.
You know,
and now, forevermore, the King of the Badgers shall be indebted to Usador.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What am I ever going to have to do?
Yeah, when are you ever going to really
I
have to
ever
pay
gonna
back
have
that?
Ever going to have to do something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? I think we should get caught up with some of the people we've missed here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've missed being here, and I want to catch up with everyone and see what they've been up to.
Yeah, it's been so long we've been gone from the Vermilion Minotaur that Chest is usually
He's always right here.
Right here.
He's usually right here. Wow, look at you. Whoa. Whew.
Hello, Chest.
Hello, Chest.
Hey,
Chest.
Hey, man, how's it going?
That's the first time that Chest has sat on a chair with us.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking to Chest.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
Wait. Who is that?
Yeah, Chest.
Oh, I'm Todd. Hi.
Todd?
Yeah, man. Todd is, I can't really move around all that well, so Todd kind of gives me a lift wherever I need to go. Don't mind me. Don't worry about it.
Understood. We shall not address Todd anymore.
Yes. That would be, listen, I'm just Todd. Don't worry about me. I'll just be back here. You guys go on with your little show. And don't worry about me. Just Todd.
Todd, real quick. One little show?
Seems diminutive.
We're medium small.
Okay.
We're medium small.
Go on with your very important big man show. And
are you handling Eagles later?
Well, as you know, Chest is very sticky. Yeah, man, I'm just sticky. And if I were to touch Chest, he would, of course, instinctually consume me.
Oh, yeah.
And so these magical gloves protect me from that.
As everyone knows, Chest is a mimic.
Yeah, man.
Who only just chooses to be in this shape, and he's very sticky. So when people are like, I'm going to get the treasure out of this chest.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
Chest, you moved your mouth so dramatically when you said that.
I will say, man, unless you want to change the whole course of this show, just make sure you don't touch me here in front of all these people. Because it sure would be hard to retcon that.
Man, I forgot how volatile Chest is. Also, how adorable his gloves are.
Yeah.
Those little mittens.
Oh, these? These old things?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I was out playing in the mud before just making some things, and then I was kind of going around and glad hanging in all the patrons here, the Vermilion Minotaur, trying to get some things going,
nice.
Some momentum going on my career.
On
you
your
know
career?
Yeah, man.
What?
Oh, yeah, you guys have been gone. So since I did the show last and I started working on that You Might Be a Mimic thing, it kind of took off.
Oh.
Damn, congrats, man.
Yeah,
congrats.
So I've been doing the circuit.
I'd love to hear your most contemporary You Might Be a Mimic material.
Thank you. If you have adorable child mittens on, you might be a mimic.
I'm not.
If your teeth are made of cardboard, you might be a mimic. It goes on like that. I'm still working on it. I'm saving my best material for the paying crowds.
Look, some stereotypes are true.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean, Arnie?
I'm sorry.
Arnie, what the fuck is that?
You've been back in this fucking place for like 2 minutes.
No,
what
I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you saying?
No, I'm just sorry. Look,
some stereotypes. Arnie,
listen, I'm so sorry about that, Arnie. Sometimes he gets very.
Thank you, too.
Chest. Yeah, man. Hey, calm down, okay? What do we talk about? Do your breathing.
Hey, Todd?
Yeah?
Would it appease Chest if Arnie got something out of him?
It might be close. I might need to grab it for you. What are you in the mood for? What do you need?
What do I need? I mean,
what do you need?
It's a little cold, so.
Let me see what we've got.
Okay, Chest, I'm sorry.
Be careful, Todd. Oh, Todd.
Motherfuck! Motherfucker.
Is that about your size, man?
It's Arnold's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Michelangelo hoodie that we lost so dramatically, returning here to the Vermilion Minotaur. Remember that? When we lost it so dramatically?
Of course I do, because it happened to me.
Yes, it's already all happened to us.
Now, do be careful, man, because I've been digesting that for the...
Oh. Everyone, stop!
No, I got it.
No, stop!
Here you go. He dropped
you.
Oh.
Wow.
Glad I could help. Just me, Todd. Don't worry about Todd.
Oh, no.
Guys.
I'm just here to help. Yeah, man.
Huddle,
Todd's
huddle,
the best.
Huddle. Can I be honest?
Yes.
Meet under the table.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, Chest. We can huddle, too. Yeah,
can
of course,
I just say,
man.
I think Todd is fucking awesome.
I was going to go on a quest to get that crown.
I know, but Todd grabbed my crown and gave it to me for nothing.
Yeah.
I was not indebted to him. There was no sort of like...
There was no pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
Look, Todd just sees a problem and he solves it and he gets things done.
Hi, everybody. Are you having a good time tonight? Anything I can do to help anyone out?
Well,
okay, I'll talk to each one of you after the show.
Well, he may have picked up your crown and put it back on your head, but it's still split in half.
Oh, would you like me to fix that for you?
Yeah, Todd.
Okay.
Man.
How's your day?
Pretty good. No one's asked me that in forever.
Okay, there you go.
Holy
Arnie with a little 10.
Oh, thank you, Todd. Oh, that feels good. I mean, admittedly, your gloves do have a little bit of Mimica stink on them, but...
That's okay. It's actually very good for the pores.
Oh.
Mimic stick.
The pores on my shirt have been getting.
And I'm just going to water this plant real quick.
And he does object work so well.
Anyways, man, enough about Todd. Let's talk about me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, just,
I'm
sorry. Just.
I did come all this way from over there.
It's true.
That's a long way for
you. Do you guys see the bag man was here?
The bag?
Yes.
Yeah.
The bag man. Arnie, I was just telling you about him.
Yeah.
Did you all talk to him?
Is the bag man here?
Well, he's having a really rough time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean.
No one knows what it's like to be the bag man. He's really struggling right now, and you can really look and just like behind blue eyes. He's so sad.
Arnie, he has... The Bagman has the bluest eyes.
Let's not forget, those are not his eyes.
The most children, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
Chess, I'm so sorry that we've been away for so long. It feels like forever since we've seen you. What have you been up to in the Vermilion Minotaur?
Well, mostly, man, I've just been working on my impressions.
Ooh.
You know, I figured as a mimic, I could kind of get all that shit together, and I've kind of become a bit of an impression master.
Oh, my. Can we see some of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Name someone for me.
Arnie.
Okay.
I'm Arnie.
Holy shit. Who's talking right now?
That was very good.
Was that you?
That wasn't me. I don't sound anything like that.
You sound a little bit
you
like
sound
that.
Just...
No, I don't.
Give me someone else, man.
Well, do an impression of Chunt.
I'm Chunt. Welcome, everyone. I am King of the Badgers.
I have such a...
Yes. Chunt, it's me, Chunt. I'm proud of you.
Oh, no, man, it's just me, Chest. I'm not really proud of you.
Oh, thank God. I was going to say for a minute I felt real good.
That was a very good Chunt, but it could have been Twunt or Thrunt, too.
It's true.
True.
Look, Chunt, all this time have you been looking for validation from your harshest critic yourself?
I mean, I feel like you're my harshest critic.
Yeah, but I do it in a much more passive-aggressive
way. That's true. That's true.
You gotta love yourself. You gotta enjoy yourself. Look, I laugh at all my own jokes.
That's true.
Hey, Chunt, I just wanted to say, I know we just met, but I'm very proud of you. I feel like you're doing a great job.
Guys, can I be honest?
Yes.
Yeah. I think Todd's my best fucking friend.
You think Todd is your best friend? What about Tussidor?
Tussidor's my boyfriend, but Todd, let me get to know him a little bit.
All
Todd,
right,
what do you...
Oh, me?
Yeah, what's your favorite food?
My favorite...
Food?
Well, that's hard to pick. I would say maybe spicy potatoes, but you know, at this point, I actually was a big fan of your restaurant before it shut down. And so if you could bring that back, that was kind of my favorite delicacy.
Hard out on Todd.
No, hard out? He loves Choo Choo's Chow.
Yeah, I really like Todd. I don't like Choo Choo's Chow.
Did you... Todd, did you like the fox face or the pickled herring feet?
You know, I will say what I actually loved was the twaffles.
Oh, yes.
The twaffles every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. You could get twaffles. Twaffles and Wiccan, and it was the best.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I was very proud of that.
I told you you shouldn't have given those herring feet.
Hmm.
Nobody was eat it.
What?
Todd, what's your favorite song in Foon?
You know, I like all of them.
Todd is so interesting. I love Todd.
Listen, don't worry about me. Just back. Just Al. Thanks, man. It's so good to be back. Hey, Todd. Yeah, Travis. Hey, could you shut the fuck up?
Wait, who's Travis?
Wait, what?
Wait, who's Travis? You said yes, Travis?
Oh, sorry. That's a nickname I got for Todd when he's being a real dumb shit. When I'm like, oh, man, you're being a real Travis, and I'm...
Arnie.
It's a great
Arnie,
name.
It should have been obvious who's Travis, because Chest and Todd have such distinct voices.
Yes.
Hey, man, thank
There's
you so
no
much.
Way to mistake those two voices. And it's not at all confused by the fact that, look, Chest...
Yeah,
I can tell that Todd is really into you because whenever you talk, he's so invested in what you say, he moves his lips too.
Ooh, well, I guess... we've kind of been doing a reverse ventriloquism thing, where I make Todd talk when I talk. It's magical.
Wait!
Don't worry about it.
Why don't you make Chest drink and okay. Todd talks?
All right. Hi, it's me, Todd. And
holy shit!
I like all the songs, and is that good?
That was amazing.
Okay, I'm kind of. I don't really like all this attention.
Oh yes.
So I'm just gonna step back here. And let Chest kind of take. Hey man.
Okay. Of course.
Hey.
I have a question for Chest, actually. Chest, what kind of a cut is Todd getting?
What?
What kind of a cut from all your newfound fame and fortune?
Oh, I don't pay Todd. He's an intern.
Oh.
I didn't sign on for that. Annoying.
Chest, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
How many fingers am I holding up?
It's a trick question, Arnie. All of the fingers you're holding up are the fingers you're holding up.
Damn, he's good.
He got you there.
Hey, I didn't want to stand back there anymore, so I'm just going to walk back up here. Please ignore me. Don't worry about it.
Please, Travis, do you want to have a seat?
Who's Travis?
That's my new nickname for you.
Excuse me, Arnie, are you calling me a dumb shit?
Oh, I thought it was a term of endearment.
Arnie? It's an insult.
Arnie, what the fuck are you doing?
I thought it was a term of endearment.
First stereotypes and now this? Walk it back.
Pull
the brakes.
I'm sorry, Todd. I won't.
Thank you.
I won't call you.
Please,
a Travis.
Please, Travis. Can you think of anything worse to call someone?
Chest.
No, that wasn't an invitation, Arnie.
Oh, sorry.
Chest. I have another question for you. We've been gone for so long. Is there any good juicy gossip we've missed since we've been away?
Ooh, what's the hot gossip?
Do you guys
know Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just too right.
Oh yeah, man. Todd eats farts.
Todd eats farts? Like for fun or for sustenance?
I don't eat farts.
Oh.
I don't.
Well, but
Chest... Oh, yeah, man. Okay, one time. One time I ate farts. Yes, I did do that.
Was it for sustenance?
How was it prepared?
It was lightly fried. Let's see. Other juicy gossip. You know the unmarried widow?
Yeah, the unwed widow, yes.
Unwed widow. She got married again.
Oh, congratulations.
That
he
eliminates...
Died. He died.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because that would have eliminated a lot of her name.
No, yeah. If anything, now she's the unwed widow.
Oh.
It was sad, but she seemed fine with it.
That's good.
It kind of presented some closure for her, if anything. Yeah. Because he sucked, you know? So it was like, he died, and we all kind of went, oh, okay.
Oh.
You know?
But if you think about it, you're an unwed widow, and you say, oh, this terrible, tragic thing has happened to me. And then you get married again, and it happens again, you just go, I guess this is what I am.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like the scorpion and the frog kind of thing. Like, I'm the scorpion, what do you expect?
Right, exactly.
You know, I'm always going to be the unwed widow.
She gets married again. She knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. Hopefully at this point, she just kind of lives with someone for a while and sees how that goes.
Yeah.
Arnie, do you know the story of the scorpion and the frog?
I mean, I guess there's a story like that on Earth, but what's the story?
What's the story on Earth?
Well, there's a scorpion and a frog, and you know what? They're really interested in each other, but they're just not sure what other people will think.
He's doing that chicken thing.
Uh-huh.
I am going to go on a quest.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, Todd.
Happy to help.
Todd, can I ask
you? I'll be at the bar.
Todd, you seem so good at getting things done. Could we send you off to defeat... Todd, could we send you off to defeat the Dark Lord?
I mean, I would be happy to give it a try.
Usador, good news! Todd's gonna go defeat the Dark Lord, so you don't have to focus on that so much.
Someone's finally getting it done.
Just a quick question.
After 3 years, we're doing it!
Quick question, just to clarify. Is there anything I specifically need to defeat him at?
Could I
beat him at cards?
I guess. We never really delved into what it means to defeat the Dark Lord.
I sort of assumed that that meant, like, smiting him in some way, but... Maybe I'm making assumptions.
Yeah, I think we're making assumptions because Usador uses smite and smote so frequently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just beating him at anything.
Yeah. I could defeat him at a lot of things. Best at Todd.
Oh, yeah. Unless...
Oh.
Unless the Dark Lord is a Todd.
You shouldn't say his name out loud.
Oh. There are so many names I'm not supposed to say.
Have you ever thought about just not talking?
Whoa, what just came over me?
Honestly?
That a dark spirit.
I've never loved Todd more. I feel like Todd gets me.
I don't know. Cool it, Travis.
Hey.
Oh, Usador.
From what I understand from what you've mentioned about Earth, Usador's really Charlie Browning it.
Yeah.
Usador, are you a little hungry? Let me see. I've got... Would you like a breakfast bar? No? What about some whiskey? This is Single Cask Nation, Stone of Stennis, 13 years old, and it appears to have, oh, look, right here. There's Arnie, Usador, and Chunt right on the bottle.
I feel like we should pay Todd.
That's for you. Well, I want it back, but you can have a drink.
Should I open it?
Yeah! It's Chest's bottle.
Should it not be open?
No, open. Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yeah, open. I gave it to you, buddy.
While Usador opens that bottle, Arnie, I should remind you that anyone can email me at any time at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. And at gmail.com, and I might read their email. I mean, obviously, this is for a future episode, but if someone did it now, I might be able to read their email.
That's right. I forgot your new favorite toast whenever you're about to have a drink is to mention your email address.
It just feels good.
Well, also, while he's working on opening that, which he already has, but you know what? Let's vamp.
He's a wizard.
You know what? We should...
Did you say let's vamp?
Sorry, I'm not. I don't want to establish that Todd is canonically a vampire. That's just if we were pretending to vamp. That's what I would.
Okay. I think Todd is a vampire.
What?
I mean, that was a really good save, but I think
while
he's a
they
vampire.
Huddle, there's nothing special about Todd. Just Todd. Don't mind me.
But you know what is special? We're so lucky that we sometimes have sponsors from Foon that help sponsor the podcast. So I'm excited to bring one of our sponsors out. Mundle, would you please play our sponsor music for Dory the Dragon?
Since time immemorial, I have protected my hoard. A kingdom's ransom of gold coins, dazzling red rubies, glittering green emeralds. Adventurers are always seeking my trove, solving my riddles and disarming my traps. But by my scales, no sword shall pierce my leathery hide, nor spell belay my flight. I will guard my precious store as long as I draw fiery breath. But now your children can have all the loot they want right in their breakfast bowls with Dory the Dragon's sugar-frosted treasures. That's right, Dory the Dragon's sugar-frosted treasures with 10 whole grains and 12 essential minerals that every young wizard or fighter needs to start their quest off right. a delicious treat for adventurers young and old, found in all your local bazaars and traveling merchants, and now in select magic shops. Golden coins, blue wands, red rubies, green emeralds, orange potions, and try the all-new marshmallow severed heads. Get your plus one to language decoder ring in every box. But watch out, kiddies. 1 in 20 is horribly cursed. Oh, shit, here they come. They'll never get me lucky treasures.
Give us those treasures.
My lucky treasures. My lucky treasures.
There are people scrambling towards the table.
Dory the Dragon's sugar-frosted treasures, that is. For I have watched entire towns burn beneath my great and terrible wrath, all to protect that which I do hold dear. Sugar-frosted treasures, part of a complete break of your fast. Sugar-frosted treasures is a product of the Dwarven Mining Consortium. Try all of our Dory the Dragon products, including Dory's Chocolatey Scorched Ham Poke, available in cereal aisles now. Dwarven Mining Consortium. What's mine is yours.
Can I ask a quick question? This is me, Chess, talking.
Oh, sure, Chess, yeah.
Just clarify that it's very full tonight here, and there might be some people up in the upper balcony that can't see. So there was just a dragon in here, right, talking about cereal?
Yeah.
And then they left?
Yeah.
And then that's done?
Yep.
Okay. What a weird thing to do.
Well, that's how we pay for the show.
With a dragon walking into the bar?
Uh-huh.
So a dragon walks into the bar.
Well, hold on. A dragon with something to promote.
Oh, of course.
So
now the dragon popped in for 3 seconds and now it's just like, bye.
Well, clearly people are after their lucky treasures.
Oh, I see.
So they needed to make a balloon and fly away.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, maybe you should help by explaining how you explained to Chunt and I.
Uh-oh, that guy.
On a great quest.
Buddy.
Thank you. Oh, Todd.
Should we get you some, like, pens or something?
Probably.
I've got tape in chest.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tape it to me head.
Go on.
Arnie, perhaps you should explain how sponsors work. You explained it to Chunt and I a long time ago.
Well, you know, the podcast can potentially make some money if people... why is it so hard to explain this? Whoa, this stuff. Look... You know, people in Foon want to get word out about their product, and...
Just a typical day in the... Vermilion Minotaur, a typical day Vermilion Minotaur.
Todd is so handy.
Todd's doing such a great job of taping that crown to your head.
Chest, I think you've done the right thing by hiring Todd. He's made your life better. He's made Chunt's life better.
Hey, man, Todd's the best. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. Just happy to help. Just here to help. Nothing special about Todd.
I feel like I should set this down.
Oh, let me take care of
that. Oh, thank you. I wanted Todd to do that, but I didn't want to directly ask.
You can just ask, Arnie. I'm happy to help.
Oh, of course.
See, we mustn't take it.
I'm just here to help, Arnie.
We mustn't take advantage of Todd, though. If he feels abused or mistreated, then surely he'll go and find some other job where he actually gets paid.
Oh, Todd, do you have other aspirations or things you'd like to do?
Nope.
Todd,
all right, never mind.
How do you supplement your income?
I just don't worry about it and everything seems to be fine.
It's a good way to live if you can.
Yeah, nice work if you can get it. That's what I always say. Working hard or hardly working, you know what I mean? Just Todd.
Yes.
Man, Todd is so safe. I love his jokes are so safe.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, man, could we all stop laughing at Todd's jokes and maybe focus a little bit more on, like, a mimic? Oh, you might, if you eat any traveler that touches you, you might be a mimic.
What, that kind of trailed off? Mm. Chess, that kind of trailed off.
Yeah, you know, it just hasn't. The joke fluid just hasn't been there for a while.
Oh no.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm doing the same thing over and over again. And Thinking about writing a book about existentialism.
Oh.
Damn.
Well, Chess, we had a pretty good setup for a joke earlier. Perhaps we could all take turns telling a dragon walks into a bar jokes.
Oh, yeah, man, that'd be great. Maybe that would help get my juices flowing.
Oh, sure. Usador, why don't you go first?
Sure. Seven wyverns walk into a bar. They go up to the bartender, and the bartender says, "You look down. Is everything all right? Can I get you anything?" And they say, "Yes, it's been a rough day. We're kind of dragon." Like I was going to pimp us into that without having one in the chamber.
Okay.
All right, John, you're up, man.
I'll go next, but know that I did not pimp us into this. So, two magical dragons walk into a bar with the same name, it turns out. And there's a coat check at the bar, and the person running the coat check asks for their coats by saying, "Puff, puff, give."
Oh,
yeah, not as clean as drag on, but
okay. You know, short form was never my thing. I'm clearly more of a
short
long,
form. What's short
like
form?
Like long form, as in like years and years, is more my thing.
Eventually, we're gonna get to that punchline that Arnie's been working on for the last 6 years.
It's true. I'm telling you, all of this.
Wait,
setup,
who said that?
A dragon walks into a bar, and it's very smoky, and the dragon...
Oh, is that the punchline?
It can be. It's not...
You know what? No.
The dragon says, "I'd like a drink," and the bartender says, "Oh, I'm sorry about all this smog."
Okay. All this smog.
Look, I'm sorry that was a pop culture one from Earth, so I'm sure no one here gets that, but
smog.
Earth people are maybe okay with it.
I've got one.
Oh, yeah.
Fire breathing.
Is this Chest or Todd or Travis?
Chest whispered in my ear, so oh. I'm going to do it for Chest. Hey, man, thank you so much. You know it's not the kind of jokes that I do. Yes, I do know that. So, fire-breathing winged lizard walks into a bar, all glammed up, looking great, dressed to the nines, sequiny dress, big hair, wonderful makeup, says to the bartender, "I'm here to perform." And the bartender says, "Drag on."
Oh.
Yeah.
That.
And with that mayor sash, sachet away. Let me read a couple emails here. We got an email from Jonathan Tucker. Jonathan Tucker says, "It looks like Arnie snuck some red potion when he came into the tavern."
What?
Right. Arnold, you shouldn't be having red potion.
You little nasty ass boy. What'd you do?
You little nasty ass boy. Exactly, Chunt.
Let's not start it with that name. Make that a thing.
Look what Todd did for me. I'm
glad I could help.
I'm just like those famous birds in Foon that keep drinking water.
I'm excited.
You mean
Chunt,
all birds?
That's
all
what
birds that drink water?
Yes.
I'm just excited that now, Chunt, canonically, your crown is taped to your head.
I'm just going to help you with that real quick, Arnie, if I could.
No. Oh.
Yes. Oh. Thank you, Chest. Thank you, Todd.
Hey, man, no problem. And just to be clear, I did not ingest it. It's just there. Please don't go for it, Arnie, because I will eat you if you try for it.
Yes, Arnie, please don't get eaten.
Would be a shame if you're in front of all these people. I had to eat you.
No.
I don't want it to happen, Arnie.
I can tell you don't want to do it, but there's something in Todd's eyes that
Todd would never. It would just be a shame if here in front of this live crowd, I had to eat you.
I would also like to thank both Chest and Todd for getting my hoodie on because this leg was cold.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you need me to put the hoodie on for you?
Oh,
we do.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yes. Usador,
okay.
Can you just be my
mic
holder?
Remember when Usador said not to take advantage of Todd? No, that's fine.
Todd.
I'm just Todd. Nothing special about Todd.
Todd, that hoodie glided on like a dream.
Well, thank you, Arnie, but nothing special here. Just Todd.
Just Todd.
Just Todd.
Probably a vampire.
What?
Probably a vampire. Not a vampire.
Usador, you were a vampire at one time for a short plot line. What do you think? Is Todd a vampire?
Let me suss him up.
Hi.
He doesn't appear to have pointy teeth.
No.
Maybe they've receded into his brain.
It's possible.
Oh.
He's not drinking blood right now.
Nope.
Todd, say Blair.
Blair.
Ooh, that sounded a little vampire-y to me.
Yeah. But to be fair, I would challenge anyone to say Blair and not sound like a vampire.
Arnie?
Blair. Well, you know what? I tried and it did sound...
It still sounded a little vampire-y.
It sounded like a disappointed vampire. Yeah. Blair.
But you did it like you were hitting a key on a disappointed vampire soundboard.
I think Blair. I know how to say it. I think I know how to say it if you're not a vampire. Blah, 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 blah.
That actually still sounded like kind of a vampire.
Blah, 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 blah.
Like you're trying to pump up other vampires.
That's true.
You sound like a party vampire.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, man, let me try. Blair.
Ooh.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Although, Blair. Look at his teeth.
Oh.
Blair. That was intimidating, trying to chest. Oh, man, do I got to fire you? No, please don't. I don't want to lose my health insurance.
Chest,
yeah.
Is it possible for a mimic to become a vampire?
That's a damn fine question. I would say yes, but only briefly, because then I could just, you know, not be a vampire anymore.
Oh.
You want to watch?
Yeah.
Vampire! Not a vampire. Yeah.
That was terrifying.
You want to watch me become some other things other than a chest?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm a box. Now I'm a crate. Now I'm a humidor.
Oh, that's nice.
Now I'm a footlocker. And I'm a chest again. Thank you very much.
I always like, even though he goes on a long journey to become other people, I always like when he comes back to the beginning to be our chest. Be our chest. Be our one and only... No,
Chess.
I just wanted to say, I'm proud of you, Chunt.
Thank you, Todd. I feel like I always try and start
something. That was Chess.
Oh, it's Chess. I'm so sorry.
Can't you see my mouth moving?
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm so sorry, Chess. Thank you.
I'm not proud of you anymore. What? You fucked it up. Now... I got it.
Oh, great. Now you're going to have to duct tape those glasses on his face.
I am going to go on a quest.
Damn, Todd looks good as a king.
I'm just joshing. You can have him right back, buddy.
Are you joshing or todding?
Good joke. I'm proud of you, Josh.
Josh,
my liege.
Oh my, well, holy shit. Josh Todd Travis, I think, just paid fealty to me.
Did you call me Josh? Who the fuck is Josh?
You said you were joshing around.
Oh, I see.
Can we just
good joke, John. I'm proud of you.
Can we just get all...
Just trying to support.
Let's just get all the names out of our system. Kevin.
Steven. Derek. Susan.
Linda.
Amelia.
Michelle.
Frankfurter.
What's that?
Frankfurter.
Josh or me?
Frankfurter like a doctor?
Yes.
Doctor. That's a doctor whose last name is Doctor.
Samson Wonderpants.
Yep, we've covered all the names.
That's it.
Oh, Billy Yum Yum 2x2.
That's the one. Here's an email from Maria Hafner. Maria says, Hi, Chunt. My fiance and I love the show. You are totally invited to our wedding, August 31st, 18. Maria from Michigan.
18 what?
I don't know. 8/31/18. August 31/18. What does that mean?
Could be military time.
What's that?
Is that the year, man? Is that like 31/18? What year is it where you come from?
You know, I'm not good at math. But
is that math?
It's either 2017, 2018, or 2019 on Earth right now.
All right, man. I don't know if you're making a joke or if you honestly don't know.
You know what? I don't know if I'm making a joke either.
Arnie, didn't you say Michigan is a state that looks like a hand?
Yes, it does.
All of the states
look like body parts.
Oh.
Name some other ones.
Details.
Well, okay. Michigan looks like a hand. Ohio, where I'm originally from, looks like a heart. Florida looks like a donger. Maine looks like a donger. California kind of looks like a donger.
Is there anything that's a butt? A lot of thought going into this one.
No individual state looks like a butt.
Not New Jersey, which is what I would have said if I were making a joke.
No, New Jersey does.
How do I know about New Jersey?
How do you know about New Jersey?
Well, I've been to Old Jersey here in Foon, so I just assumed that maybe in your world there was a newer version.
Oh.
Yes, we only have Old Jersey here.
We got a lot of old shit here.
What's it like in Old Jersey?
Old. Well, a lot of stuff falling down.
Yes. It was originally just called Jersey, and then it just got old.
Yeah. Over time, man, things age. That should be a warning to you, Arnie.
What?
I'm starting to feel those comedy juices flowing again. Maybe I'm an insult comic now.
Oh, damn.
Look, yeah. I know everything ages, but sometimes you can be young at heart in a fresh Michelangelo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hoodie.
Are you a narc?
Arnie, are you a fucking narc?
Art thou a narc?
Well,
you have to tell us. Well, if you are, you got to say
that.
That
was my question. By Hog's Face Law, do I have to tell you if I'm a narc?
Oh, if you're anything and somebody just straight up asks you, you have to tell them.
Yeah.
Like if I go to Todd and I go, are you a vampire?
No.
Okay, see, he's not a vampire.
What? His eyes said yes. Which is not a sentence someone should ever say. Sorry.
I am not currently a vampire.
Two for two, my man.
Wait, what? Guys,
what?
Let's parse his language. He said, I'm not currently a vampire.
Todd did?
Yeah. Or Chest, but I think it was Todd.
I'm not currently a vampire.
There are many things I'm not currently.
Oh.
I'm not a chair currently. I'm not a dog currently. I'm just saying here in Foon, things change. Don't worry about me. Nothing special about Todd.
Which actually lines up perfectly with an email I have here from Sarah Cooper.
Okay.
The subject line is Todd? ? It literally says, don't you think it's a little suspicious how Todd keeps saying there's nothing special about him?
Nothing special about Todd.
You know,
just plain old normal Todd.
Todd, what's your favorite color?
Beige.
Checks out. Checks out. If there's nothing special about him, his favorite color would be beige.
Todd, favorite word?
Okay.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
That would be broth.
And also, I already asked him that, and he said food from Choo Choo's Chow, but he might have been lying.
I liked the broth at Choo Choo's Chow. It's a nice, fine, smooth, clear broth.
Todd, besides Josh and Travis, do you have any other nicknames?
Just Todd.
This all seems to check out. There seems to be nothing special about Todd at all.
Nothing special about Todd. Nothing hidden here. Just Todd.
It's weird how the more time someone says they're something, I think they're the opposite.
Just Todd. I wouldn't worry about Todd anymore.
Guys, I'm
Todd
starting
just
to...
here as Chess Handler.
Is Todd another mimic?
No. Nope.
Trying to blend in?
He can just Todd. Nothing special.
Todd?
Uh-huh.
I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
Is there something about you that is special?
Nope.
Sham.
Guys, under the table, under the table.
I really thought I had him on a technicality on that last one.
Guys, can I be honest? I feel like Todd is one of my favorite people I've ever met, but I think he's a fucking vampire. And Usador, I know you said that before the show you smite demons, but I think you need to take out your sword and smite Todd.
Look, just Todd. Nothing to be smitten here.
Look.
Just Todd, doing his best, trying to help. I'm here helping Chess because he don't got no legs. He can't walk around. I did tape your hat.
Shit, guys, maybe he's just boring.
Just Todd.
Either way, he has
nothing
to die,
special.
Right?
Not a vampire.
Maybe. But I feel...
Not a minotaur. Not like some kind of elf. Just Todd.
I'm so conflicted because I...
Sometimes they are just people. They're not some kind of mystical being. They're just there.
Look, just because something's momentarily boring doesn't mean that you kill them or unsubscribe.
Lucky for you.
At least give them a good 2 or 3 episodes to get their groove back.
Todd.
Yeah? But if you don't like it, don't tag us.
Todd.
Uh-huh.
We've decided to have you back 2 or 3 more times before we murder you.
Hey, thank you so much.
Let's put it on the record. You have 3 more appearances before we 100% are going to murder you.
Hey, I appreciate that. I like a goal.
Before we decide one way or the other.
It's like a punch card.
Yes.
But like in a bad way.
Right.
Will it be, just to clarify, on the 4th time or after the 4th time?
I think on the 4th time.
On the 4th
near the end or at the beginning?
I think
halfway. Are we looking at more like 3.1 or 3.8?
Let's not pre-plan it entirely.
Hey, man, are you guys going to kill Todd?
And Chest, you're always welcome.
Oh, shit, Chest.
That's okay. I was just basking in the adoration of the crowd.
Hey! Damn, Chest has a lot of fans from his You Might Be a Mimic humor.
It's true.
Y'all fans of my humor? All right, because I'm thinking about running for mayor. And if you support my brand of humor, maybe you can back me up in the next election. Oh, some of you seem to have not been on board with that. As much as I thought you were, maybe they're not ready for my kind of humor.
What? What if I eat the banana?
Oh.
Ooh. Cute. I wouldn't. That was a joke.
Cute little mayor banana. You wouldn't dare eat him when we dress him up at night in his little pajamas.
I only eat adventurers that touch me. It's more of like an instinctual thing. I don't really hunt. I don't have legs, as we previously discussed. So unless the mayor banana come over and like touches me, we're cool. I'm not gonna eat the banana. That's a campaign promise. From me to you.
Chess, I have a question. You've been working so closely with Todd. Like, are you ever really tempted to try to eat Todd?
Nah, man. I respect Todd both as my helper and like as a kind of collaborator. He's more like a manager at this point. And he, I think, would taste so bland. I appreciate that, Chess. Thank you very much. I just got no interest in eating him, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
I think he would taste beige.
He's just like a manager who doesn't get a cut.
Oh, shit. I actually just got another email about Todd.
Says, how's that possible?
Just go with it.
Yes, let's start poking holes now.
Hold on. Now that I think about it, a lot of shit doesn't make sense.
Chunt, read the email.
No, I think this is where we dissolve the podcast. I think this is our last episode.
I'm just so happy to be here for when it all falls apart.
Okay, this is an email from Brian Pearson. Brian Pearson says, but if Todd isn't special, wouldn't that in and of itself be special?
Oh, no.
Not really.
Sometimes no. Emails say more about the writer.
Here's what I'll say, and I've always been told this. I'm kind of right at, like, the median person. That's me, right in the middle. Just Todd. Not bad, not good, not interesting, not super boring. Just Todd.
Not a vampire?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Things change, and I don't want to say I'm not forever a vampire because, you know, there's magical shit everywhere. But no, I'm not a vampire now. I'm also not a badger, nor am I a wizard, nor am I many things.
He's got us on all those counts.
Yeah.
Just Todd, nothing special.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Todd.
Uh-huh?
You've spoken circles around us all night. Are you a lawyer?
Nope.
Ah, damn, I thought I had
Just
him that
Todd.
Time.
Wait.
Nothing special.
Another He's question. So not special that it's impossible to have some kind of revelation that propels us towards an ending.
Wait, I might... Guys, I might have one. This is an email from Pamela Sneneth. She says, Could Todd be the bag man?
Nope.
No,
Just
he's not.
Todd. All right. Not going to give you a satisfying out because that would be un-Todd-like.
I think the only thing to do...
is to tell another dragon joke. Fine.
I mean, sure, that's fun if you've been thinking of one.
All right, I won't do it.
No, please.
No, it's all right.
Now I'm the asshole.
No, you're not. I interrupted you. I'm sorry. Please continue.
No. I was just saying, what if Todd was the Pac-Man? But I thought the only thing to do is maybe we have Todd... host the podcast.
Guys, some people in the tavern were a little too excited about that. Look, I feel like Todd could host a great podcast, dare I say many.
I've been thinking about writing a book that might be available now.
Oh.
Damn.
That's efficient.
That.
Yeah. I've been thinking about writing a book that might be available already.
There's magic.
Wait.
Could happen.
Arnie, that's it. I think that's what we do. I think we out boring Todd, and that's how we get rid of him.
Good luck.
Todd, Arnie, you have to be as boring as Todd. I don't think that you are, but you have to act. Can you do that? That's not what I meant. I meant in a fun way.
Right. I understood.
You're my best friend. Can you out-boring Todd? Let's have a boring off.
All right.
That will juice up the momentum to the end of the show.
All right. You know what? I'm going to do it.
I don't understand why Todd needs to leave.
All right. That's it.
He seemed so cool up till now.
It's a one winner take all boring off. Here.
All right.
I gotta take off this super quirky hoodie that makes me really interesting.
Awesome.
Do you need some help, buddy?
But our boring off needs a judge. Someone from the entertainment industry. What about Chest?
Oh, yeah, man, I'd love to.
Perfect. You're the judge of this boring off.
And you don't think that that's at all, like, biased?
I don't really care.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were gonna stand up there.
Oh, I think they already started.
Yeah. It's a tie. Arnie, go.
Small talk.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Weather, like talk about the weather.
So,
yeah, man, Arnie wins.
No, all right.
No. By him saying Arnie wins, that's him winning.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe there don't. Why do there have to be any winners?
Yeah,
you know?
Good,
Arnie.
I like the kind of games where no one wins and everyone just had an experience.
Can I forfeit?
Yeah.
I know when I'm beat.
Arnie, you won! Arnie won!
I thought I was the most not special person in Foon, but I'm here to say, Arnie, you got me beat.
I was
so now I can say one special thing about Todd. I'm more special than Arnie.
I was so certain that Arnie was going to tell that story about the time he fell through a portal.
Yeah, Arnie,
and then,
remember?
And then turned into a human calendar.
Remember about, what was it, 3.5 years ago? How long?
I think so. It's so easy to remember, like, closer to the year marks. I'm still doing the competition, guys.
You're still winning.
All right, man. Well, I got to go. It was nice stopping in. Do you guys want some free tickets to my next show or what?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Chest, we
okay,
love.
We'll talk to Todd about it later, and he'll hook you up, man. I'm going to go. You can
wait,
find me.
Wait, we can me. Be on Chest's show?
Well, two of you.
Can we be Chesperts?
Yeah. So I'm going to move on to the next, man, but you give me a lot of great material from a new insult comedy show, and I really appreciate that. Glad enough to eat you. Just a joke. Okay, bye.
Goodbye, Chest.
I guess I have to go, too. Pleasure meeting all three of you.
Pleasure to meet you,
yeah.
Todd.
So have a great day.
You, too. There goes the love of my life. Oh, he's back!
Oh!
No. He just wanted that delicious, delicious whiskey.
Guys, I think we're pretty good. Yeah.
Three orcs walk into a bar.
Ooh!
A dragon is tending bar.
Damn it.
The orcs ask for some absinthe, and the dragon says, "No, I'm sorry, I cannot serve this to you." And they get angry. The orcs say, "Why won't you serve it to us? Is it because you're a dragon? Is it because you're a dragon that you won't serve us?" And the dragon becomes offended and says, "No, it's not because I'm a dragon." And the orcs say, "Well, a worm would."
That's... As someone who had an absinthe father, that's pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. We are
Thank
Hello
you so
from
much.
Magic Tavern.
Oh, the electric energy of a live show. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chess Trunkborn the Mimic was played by Travis McElroy. You can hear him on the podcast My Brother, My Brother and Me, The Adventure Zone, and like a dozen other ones. Travis also played Todd, but there's nothing special about that. Dory the Dragon was played by Erika Ishii. Follow her on Twitter at Erika Ishii, which is E-R-I-K-A-I-S-H-I-I, and check out her new podcast, Positivatini, that she started with Travis and Amy Dallin. Check out Positivatini for messages of hope, support, and inspiration in 10 minutes or less. Oh, I need that right now. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Tim Joyce. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com and check out the book club page because you got to get your copy of Pride and Prejudice. The guys are going to be reading it on the show soon, so you're going to want to read it along with them. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.